Shami Trumos Daf Hey. The Gemara continues with discussion of a person who was unable to, who was excluded from separating Truma. We learned about a Chereshot of a Katan. Now the Braisa continues to discuss other situations where people are not able to not authorize to separate Truma because it doesn't belong to them. And one of the things that the Mishnah says, one of the five conditions was that it has to belong to the person. You can't take it. You can't take Truma that belongs to somebody else. Says the Gemara, says the Braisa, Atem Prat L'Shutfim. The Torah said you should separate him and you, excluding partners. If there's Tevel that's owned by partners, halakha is you cannot, unless they both agree to do it together, they both agree, the Shutman agree, that each one could go ahead and separate for the other person, the halakha is you can't do it. The says there Mafulda, Atem Prat L'Shutfim. Means the Gam Truma Kasiv Aros Menu, Lo Reason Lo Shutfin Lo Torm Shainu Shalot. That's considered like if you're doing it for someone else, if you can't do it. Further, the Bryce says, Atem Parat Up to dropping you. Parat means also excluding administrator. But an administrator of a Nixay Yasomim also cannot take Truma in the field because they're excluded from the Pasik. Atem Parat Up Torm Shalot. Atem clearly means, furthermore, excluding that you can't take truma from something that doesn't belong to you. So you're talking about someone that's, again, not the first case is a shutuf, which is you have a connection, and still that the Torah said you can't do. And apotrop is represents the yisomim, and still they can't do it. And atem, shen shalom, is even more so, clearly is telling you that you, only you can do it, and you can't have a stranger do it without your permission. Not as your shliach, of course, you can do that, but if not that, you cannot go ahead and do this for somebody else. Says the Gemara. Let's understand all these three different drushes that the Braisa brings. We learned in the Mishnah that Shutan Shatom says that should partners that separate one after the other. So what's the halakha? Gemara says the we see that the Mishnah, the lesson of the Mishnah is you separate from one after the other, which means that you have this is the Mafulda says the comment in the third parak. You have a Mishnah that says a person can go ahead. Everyone agrees that Truma, you can go ahead. And you can take Truma. Shutras can take Truma. You can take Truma. A person has a partnership. And in Marukiva, in that Mishnah, there's a Machlokas in that Mishnah. And the Tanakama says there that Shutvin can take Truma for each other. Rabbi Kiva disagrees in that Mishnah and says that no, each one has to do only for their own share. But according to Chachamim, Tanakama, which is the Chachamim, says you can do so. So the question is, how could we darsh dashno via tembelo shutfin? It says very little clear that a shutf can do it for each other, can take truma for each other. So the kasha is, according to the Chachamim, how do we explain this halacha of this drash in the Mishnah, tembelo shutfin? So my answer, kalin truma gadola. It's not a stira. Over here in the price says you can't do it, that's to my truma gadola. Kind of Trumas Meiser. Trumas Meiser that you can do. Trumas Meiser, there's no drasha. And one shutuf can take for another shutuf. But Trumas Meiser, Trumas Gedola, that you can't do. That's what the Torah excludes. What's the difference? Says the Marfulda, Trumas Gedola, Tzarek L'Yisrael, Hafish, Atem, Lo Shutfin, has to be himself do it. But Trumas Meiser, that shall have been a Levi, Hafish, Levi, Shutfin. The son of the Levi does it. Even anybody can do that. Even Shutfin can do it. There's no restrictions that don't apply. The Gedola discuss is only for Trumas Gedola, not for Trumas Meiser. And that's the Miyashev, the Stira, between the Braisa of the Drush of Atem Lo Shutfin and the Mishnah later. So the Gemara said, no, Ken, we don't agree with that. We disagree with that. We got Teretz. Kum lo nitar gdol min Trumas Meiser. Did he learn the exclusive whole idea of the idea of Atem Lo Shutfin from Trumas Gedola from anywhere else from Trumas Meiser? No, you were telling you, look, Atem is a drasha telling you Lagabe Trumas Meiser, telling you Lagabe everything, Trumas Gedola and Trumas Meiser, because it's the same halacha. So you want to make a chilek between Trumas, the Gemara answer between Trumas Gedola and Trumas Meiser. Not true. They both come out from the same drasha, from the same pasik. Both were not the same drasha. If it works for one, not the other. So you can't go ahead and give that answer that to make it such a separation. This is by both of them the same halacha. So my answer is here the Mishnah is telling you the halacha is only as far as the halacha, as far as the exact letter of the law, that you should not do that. Kalamaisa. But over here, the Braisa is told when the case is the actual practice, one should not do that. What does that mean? Says the Mafulda. La halacha, pirush harash b'di'evet habitruma. La halacha means b'di'evet if they went ahead and separated. That's what the Mishnah says. It's good to truma. Chacham say it's truma. But Chachila, the Brisa is saying, Lo Yitrom, don't do that. Shemay good Sarah should have, Lo Kope, that too should have the Kafe. Reason why you can't do it, because it's these two partners may be okay. One allows the other one to do it. He's not Makbid. But there are Shutfin that will be Makbid sometimes. And Mela, therefore, you can't get a Kruma for something if it's not yours. You don't have permission to attend a Lo Shutfin. So Mela, Bidiyavit, if you when you did it, La Locha, Halakha in Hakanami, you did it after the fact. Halakha, you go ahead, that's what the Mishnah means. Truma is Truma, so Truma. But the Brisa is speaking about Lakatchila, Lamaisa. One should not do that because, again, as the Marab Fulda explains, because we're concerned about those Shutfis that are Makbid, even though we're not a problem with Shutfis that ain't Makbid, but we're concerned about Shutfis that are Makbid, and therefore that would be a problem. Why we would not Xayra Shutif Lakapid at Shutif Kafid. That's the way the Marab Fulda learns. Zakta Maravita. That was the first Drasha, the first Miyud. The second part of the Brisa, the second meal, Atam Lord Papa Trump is not the administrator of the Nixay Yisomim. You can't go ahead and separate. He can't take Truma from them. I was doing a Mishnah Mesekas Gittin, Yisomim Shon Sabkets of Balabayas. Yisomim that are relying on Balabayas to take care of their fears. Oshi, Menelam Avites, all the father left them an Apotropis to go ahead and take care of their cousin. Before he died, he appointed an Apotropis for them. Halacha is Chayav Nasar Peresim. They're obligated to take Maisa from the Peresim. If I care, you see exactly that they're obligated to do that. So Mamela, you see that you, how could you say that Apatem Law Apitropis? If I care, it says they're obligated, they're Machuyev to do that. So so therefore you can't go ahead and say that you can't do it. Now the Shaila, why don't we say the same teretz that the Gemara gave and say that B'dievet, the Katchila, we're talking about the B'dievet. Because here it says the halakha de lashon is chayav in naaser, which means you're chayav to do it, which means even lekatchila, you're mechuyev to do it. You're allowed to do it, even lekatchila, not just b'di'evit. So mamela, it's so mamela. Therefore, by apotropis, you because it's kasha, it's a charet to steer it to the mishnah. How could you say atem lo apotropis? See them fakir to mechuyev to take maaser. That's a lashon of the mishnah. But my answer, chavra namrin, chachamim answered. One is talking about a case where apotropis is forever. Kamatropis l'shol. One is where it's a temporary apotropis. When halakha is that halakha that an apotropis is allowed to or chayavin to do that, then halakha is a apotropis that's going to be there remain all the time until the kol zman that the children are ketanim until they become a gedolim. He's going to be the apotropis. So that he's allowed to. He's like already a bialus. So he's allowed to go ahead and take truma. But apotropis l'shol is someone just now, just a temporary thing, just appointed for now. We're going to go find someone else who's going to take it long term. That is not only it's a temporary situation. Then he's not a balabias. He's not an apotropis that is able to go ahead and to do that. Says the Marab Fulda, even this man of Akla Shah, Akadami, he's considered like another person. If it's only the Shah, if it's not a permanent apotropis until they get older, it's a Fishah, and it's like a stranger, and therefore you can't take Truma. That's the Gemara's Teretz. But the Gemara has Akasha. What kind of Teretz is that? By of Yossi Boy, has a Shah, Yimab Josi Elam, if you don't want to get somebody, it's forever. If that's the case of the Loka, learn to learn to name the Mishnah, Mukhan Tatlin Tzuzanan. Person let it go sell, you let it sell Matatlin of the Yisomim. If he goes ahead and he doesn't have the money to feed them, to buy food for them, food and clothes, he's allowed to go ahead and sell them a Matatlin in order to go buy them, take care of them. Look how close, but Karaki he can never sell. Apotropis, the Oilam, can never sell Karaka. So the kasha is, if you can't sell karka, why not? Why can you go ahead and do that? Mishnah is referring to if you took on the case of the Mishnah is doing an oilam, then there's no other choice. The children are going to die of starvation. There's no food. He's there. He's not a temporary thing. He's a permanent apotropis till they get older. They're under his jurisdiction. So of course they should be able to even karkos. Why can't you sell karkos for food and board? So the Gemara says, must be a different shot. What's an afkamina? Al-Kan Yasum Gadol. One is where you're dealing with a Yasum was a Gadol, when Yasum Katan was a Katan. When is it goes ahead, is a Katan, then that's what the Brisa means. That's what the Mishnah means. You can go ahead and you can take Truma from because you have to represent. You represent it. He can't do it on his own. He's a Katan. And you're the one taking care of all his affairs. So in Mela, you can go ahead and take Truma from him, for him. However, when you're dealing with a Yasum Gadol, there's already a Gadol. Normally, you don't have an apotropis over a Gadol. But we're talking about cases here that a father wanted him to take, even if there's a gadol until a certain age, he still wanted someone to take care of his nechassim. So Mela, in such a case, then he can't go ahead and do it. Then he can't do it. He has some gadol, then you can't go ahead and do it for him. He has to go ahead and do that himself. Any yokal afish to muslim, you can't go ahead and do this. And why not? Why can't you do it if he's a gadol? You're still taking care of his affairs. Why can't you do it? So that's the plain Moshe to explain Since you go ahead and you can't, he has his own das, he's a gadol, you can't do it without his das. He has to have his own das. So a gadol that doesn't have any das, you could do that if you're a permanent avitrapus. But a gadol that has his own das, then you can't go ahead and you can't do that. Mar says, I'll bring you, that's the second explanation, of the second diuk in the braisa, the limud in the braisa. What's the third one we said? Atem pratne tarm shen shalom. Atem means you, and you can't go ahead and take truma from someone that's not yours, this is for somebody else. So the Gemara, ma'at overlay. What's the halakha? What is this exclusion? How do you explain this exclusion? What are we talking about? When we say that it's not his, what are we referring to when we say it's not his? So Gemara says, "Term she'ain shalom." Does it mean to someone if the produce is not his? Which means it's therefore what? In other words, that if you go ahead, you can't separate. You're separating truma from property that no one owns. It's hefker. You can't take truma from something that doesn't have an owner. Is that what it means? Or it means no. You could separate something that doesn't have an owner. It's hefker. But you can't separate truma from someone who's b'chaveru that owns them. Someone else owns it. If you separate things that are ownerless, that are hefker, that you can go ahead, you can separate that, even if it's not yours. That's not the drusha of atem to prat the torah shenu shalom. That you could do if it's hefker, you could do that. The only thing is, what you can't do is where it belongs to your chavero. That's what it means. That you can't do if it belongs to your friend. That is the problem. And maybe that's what the Torah means. Or do we mean that? No, even if it's anything else, even if it's hefker, well, if it's not yours, you can't take it. What does it mean? So the Gemara says, let's understand the halacha. If gibirio, in one case, a person who went ahead and with mafkir is buried, declared his pile a hefker, made it hefker. So the Gemara says, Ameriko. Then he went ahead, after he went ahead and made it hefker, Ameriko, he went and smoothed it out and separated truma from it. So it was the owner, he made it hefker, so it was ownerless. And then he went ahead and he smoothed it out, finished the process of Gemara Malacha, and now he has a chi of truma, now he takes truma. So what's the halacha? Because of Bazaar. And they went ahead and acquired it back. So in Tav Dina B'Torah Mashen Shalom, if you say you can't go at it, Torah Mashen Shalom means you can't go at Truma. Any produce is not his, even if it's Hefker, it's not Truma, because he took Truma when it was still Hefker, before he acquired it back. Maybe he has to separate Truma again, now that he owns it. Because again, Umircha, when he separated it, when he smoothed it out, that's when the Chi of Truma came in. But he didn't own it yet. It was Hefker still. Then he took Truma, and then he went in, and it was Chayzer and Kainet, it was Zaychet. So then you have to take Truma again, because Lamaisa, if you say that you can't take Truma, Shalom means even if it belongs to Hefker, then you need another Truma. However, if you mean only that you can't take Truma, the drasha of the pasuk of Torah Mashen Shalom means only someone that belongs to someone else. But if it's Hefker, you can, then Truma is Truma. You can take it, no problem. And Truma, so therefore, there's a Shaila Halacha, which case are we talking about? How do you understand the Gemara? Which is the one we're referring to? Is it Truma Shein Shalom is only Shakavero, Lafuki Shakavero, or even Lafuki anything that's not his, even if it's Hefker? Let's understand from the Mishnah, the Chayr, we have a Dik from the Mishnah later, that is exact this halacha. Gone of Truma's Hekish Vachola. A person stole Truma of Hekish and ate it. Sham Shtei Choshen, he has to pay two knasses. One fifth for eating Truma, the other one for eating Hekish. He has to pay two penalties. The Karen, however, he only has to pay one Karen. She named Hekish to Shulma Kefa. Because by Hekish, there's no din of Shulma Kefa by Hekish. Now, who separated Truma to make it Hekish in the purpose? Lo Gizbar, wasn't it the Gizbar? And if it was the Gizbar, it's not his own. Gizbar was somebody else's. Shem Shalom. So it's not his. So Daloka Rishon Shem Shalom. He's Torah Mishat and double belong to him. So it's not belong to anybody else because it's Hefker. So then, he said Truma is Truma. So the Cheretz Mashma. How are they Taima? El B'Torah Shachavero. Must be therefore the only Isser of Torah Shem Shalom means Torah Shachavero. But Torah that's not Shalom, but not, it doesn't belong to someone else. You're allowed to do it. By a riot that the Gizbar was able to go ahead and take Truma from the Hektish. And Mamela, therefore you see the Chayr, really answers your Shiloh. The Chayr will bring a riot from proof from the Mishnah we just brought that the answer your Shiloh that is considered only Torah Shenu Shalom is only means the Chavero, not if it doesn't, if it's Hefker. So Gemara said, no, I'll tell you, maybe not so. Maybe I'll tell you if I care. Ma'u Torah, what is the person that he said? What is the person separating Truma from the Hektish? We're talking about a case, the Koyan Shekish. We're talking about Truma. Koyan that went ahead, who mocked his Truma that he owned. So then we say, therefore, we're not talking about a case of where the Gizbar is doing it, but about the Kohen himself was the one to do it. And therefore, that would be the case. Maybe it could be an Okanami that a person, you can't separate from it that you don't own. The Kohen did it because he owns it. But an Okanami may be an Okanami. It's no riot. Maybe the Taka is true. You can't separate Truma from something that's Hefker. Gemara says, Vatani Raoshia. Echamakish Tivlo, a person who goes makdish is Tevel, and the Tepech Tumah from it, Akamakish Trumaso, a person's makdish is Trumah to Hekdish. Either way, both cases we're talking about the cases here, it must be that there's a Gizbar. Therefore, there's a Gizbar, we have the same thing. Aloka, we're talking about a case you can take Hekdish from an ownership. Something that's ownership, that's ownerless, and Mela, therefore, again, Atem below Shayna Shalom is Dafka talking about something in Blon Shakavero. The Kari, that's a Raya from that Mishnah. So I'm Raviti, I'll bring no, it's no Raya either. Gizbar commanding in a Bailam. Maybe the Gizbar, in the Gizbar in the base of Mikdash, it considered like the owner of the property that was donated to Hekdish. He's like considered like the Balabas for now. He's taking care of the property. He works for Hekdish. So he's able to take Truma from there. So I'll bring you no Raya from the Mishnah. Maybe in Elkanami that you can't take Truma from Enu Shalom means even not only if it's not only if it belongs to Chavero, but even if it's El Hekdish, even if it's Hefker, he still can't do it. Why did he do it? He did it because he's a Gizbar, and a Gizbar is considered like the Baal. So he's like considered like ownership. Maybe that's a pshat over there. Someone said, look, Rav Yossi, I'm a Gizbar Huachar. The Gizbar is considered a Acher, is considered as somebody else. He's not considered as someone who's considered an inside track. Memela, a Gizbar would not be considered enough to be able to go ahead and be posted the Shaila of whether you can take Truma or not, whether you can take Truma from something that belongs to someone, a Chavero, or just something that's out there. Does not tell us which one the case of Gizbar, because a Gizbar could be considered a Acher, is considered someone outside the Gabri, the din of Truma Samaisris, and doesn't get the din of someone who's able to take Truma himself from that, what he considers an owner. He cannot go ahead and take Truma from that on his own. Maybe that's what it says. The Gemara Shaila of whether you can take the Shaila that we began with, the beginning of the Amid, whether you can take Truma from Tevel, that is Hefker, is that allowed to do that? Is that considered something main or shalom? Or is that considered outside? Is it Truma because it has an owner and therefore it's Kayev? Or do we say that there is no, we don't consider it an owner, we consider it as Hefker, Mela, therefore you can do it? That Gemara Shaila, the Kunta Pnei Moshe, was not resolved. It was left unresolved. In the Bavli, we discuss this a little bit more. The other Bavli does seem to have a maskana to the Shaila, but over here, clearly the halakha would be that it's a suffik. We don't murder doesn't get paskin la halakha, and we say that you're able to bet, and we paskin la halakha that you should be able to do it. That is the way the Pnei Moshe learns the Gemara. That the Pnei Moshe learns the Gemara that this is you could do this. You think that you could be able to do this, and the Gemara said no. That's what it's telling you, that it's like Rav Yossi Yama would be included in this halakha. And Dafka Gabi Agai and also Shliach Biyad Yisrael make a Shliach. So you're able to go ahead and do so, a Shliach you could make, and therefore we'll be able to go ahead and separate Truman in such a way.